I think I'm a bad neighbor, Brando.
And I just moved in.
I know. Literally just moved in. And, you know, we get up very early in the morning, which means we go to bed usually a lot earlier than people do. And so that means blackout curtains on the bedroom window. So
that's smart.
I neglected to notice that our front porch light was on all night long, which is something I think that we kind of typically do as a safety thing. Got up to go to work this morning and realized not only was my porch light on, which I didn't know, it's shining into the neighbor across the street's window.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have noticed it unless I realized that every light on the street off, all the porch lights are off. Should I worry? Should I care? Or should it be like, I'm doing what I want. It's safety, you know, to have the porch light on. I'm just wondering, did I mess up my first week in my new neighborhood?
You know, when we moved into our house, I guess almost a year ago, I noticed that too, because I would leave the porch light on, and then I realized, like, on our little cul-de-sac, like, nobody left their porch lights on.
So did you change your behavior?
I did. Now I don't leave it on anymore. I turn on in the morning when I leave, because it's the middle of the night practically
right,
when I come to work.
So you can see. Well, when I left this morning, I was like, and turned it off, and then walked out to my car in the pitch dark. Yeah,
it's weird because I've noticed in some neighborhoods it's like that. Sometimes everybody has their lights on, others don't. I wonder if there's like a reason.
I mean, I'm sure.
Like a rule in your neighborhood and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, and I would be annoyed if someone's light was shining into my window, keeping me up at night or keeping a baby up at night or whatever. But I don't know if that's something you can't like call the police and report a nuisance because someone's light is on.
But I don't think you're going to be very popular in your neighborhood.
I'm just trying to annoy people. Right, and I don't want to do that, but I just wish there was some way that I could kind of determine the neighborhood rules. Like, is anyone from Rock Hill listening? Is there like a citywide ordinance?
Well, Bryce is waving at us right now. I think he's got somebody.
Oh, someone's on the phone. Okay. Jeffrey is on the phone. What's up, Jeffrey?
When I was listening, I think that I'm actually your neighbor.
Wow.
Shut up. No, really? Do you live in Rock Hill?
I do. Yeah. I live in Rock Hill and I live on...
Oh, my God.
Okay, so hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, how do you know that you guys are neighbors?
I think you're my neighbor because we don't keep our lights on in the neighborhood since there are no streetlights or anything.
Right.
It creates like a glare and it shines right into our bedroom window.
Oh, God, that's what I was worried about.
That's why we don't turn the lights on, because if we turned ours on, ours also faces your bedroom window, so it would have shined into yours.
And so, I slept amazing last night.
Yeah, your light was shining into this poor gentleman's bedroom all night.
So moving forward, the unspoken neighborhood rule is no lights at night?
Well, yeah. I mean, for our corner of the neighborhood, we just don't usually do it. And so, so I guess welcome to the neighborhood.
Thanks. And they say there's only one shot at a first impression, but can I have a second shot, please?
Yeah, we'll give you a second chance.
Okay.
Yeah, as long as you turn your damn light off, I think is what he's trying to say.
Yeah. I will bake you guys
some... Yeah, a good joke at the block party.
Yeah, I'll bake you some cookies and bring them over sometime. So, let me know which house is yours.
Yeah, just leave the light on. Oh, wait, no, don't leave the light on.